At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. A new Miss Calaveras crowned last night, Arcadia Mose. Congratulations. Emma Darmstrad, first runner-up, and Taylor Wilden, second runner-up. It is day two of the Calaveras County Homecoming, the reimagined version of the annual Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee, which still features arena events, livestock shows, junior exhibits, a small kitty carnival, shopping, and, of course, fair food. And, yes, frog jumping. Don't forget the annual frog jump finals on Sunday. We'll see if someone can beat the record set back in 1986 by Rosie the Riveter, 21 feet, 5 3/4 inches. For information and a schedule of daily events, visit frogtown.org. Well, 41 district attorneys out of California's 58 counties, including Amador County DA Todd Reby and Calaveras County DA Barbara Yoke, have signed on to a letter challenging emergency regulations allowing for the early release of what they call some of California's most violent criminals. The group has filed a petition with the Secretary of the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation requesting the repeal of temporary emergency regulations that award additional credits to more than 76,000 state prison inmates. According to Reby, the granting of enhanced credits to violent offenders and previously to registered sex offenders is a betrayal of the public's trust. Adding, there has been no articulation of the emergency, supposedly justifying the action. Reby and the others feel there is a need for transparency and public input that local communities are entitled to. CDCR officials have said that these regulations were necessary to comply with the direction outlined in Governor Newsom's budget summary from a year ago. But the DAs argue that in adopting these regulations, claiming and invoking an emergency, the traditional regulatory scheme and transparent public comment period was bypassed. And the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, released a new set of rules regarding the wearing of masks yesterday. According to the new guidelines, if you've had your COVID shot, then the mask can come off in most places. The 6 feet of social distancing also ends for those fully vaccinated, according to the new guidelines. These guidelines ease both restrictions in most indoor and outdoor settings, regardless of size. Additionally, those fully vaccinated no longer must wear a mask in outdoor crowds either. Mask wearing will still be required in crowded indoor settings like buses, planes, hospitals, and prisons, but could ease restrictions for reopening the workplace and schools. Nearly half of the U.S. population has received at least one dose of vaccine, and coronavirus cases are at their lowest rate since September, with deaths at their lowest point since last April. And as of yesterday, anyone 12 and older is eligible to receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine in California. California has an estimated 2.1 million youth in the 12 to 15-year age group. Just like adults, those who sign up will receive two doses of the vaccine, taken 21 days apart. The state reports that 30% of the 16 to 17-year-old age group has already been vaccinated. Governor Newsom said having vaccines expanded to teenagers is the next step in California's path to safely reopening. Now, if you would like to make an appointment here in Amador or Calaveras counties, visit myturn.ca.gov. The next vaccination clinic that is open will be on Tuesday, the 18th, at the Health and Human Services Building, featuring both Pfizer and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. myturn.ca.gov. And Amador County Public Works announced yesterday that Kit Carson Road, Plazas Road, and Bear River Road are now open for the season. And with that said, Americans are showing a strong desire to travel. this Memorial Day as more people get the COVID-19 vaccine and consumer confidence grows. AAA expects more than 37 million people to travel 50 miles or more from home for the Memorial holiday, an increase of 60% from 2020, when only 23 million traveled, the lowest on record since AAA began tracking travel data in 2000. Now, the Memorial holiday period is defined as Thursday the 27th through Monday, May 31st. The busiest days on the roadway, Thursday and Friday, the 27th and the 28th. And the Amador County Farmers Market season kicks off its 28th year of operation tomorrow with the Sutter Creek Farmers Market opening at 9 a.m., running from 9 to noon. For more information on all farmers markets, visit AmadorFarmersMarket.com. Now, there will also be a Sutter Creek Flower Market that will open this coming Sunday and run Sundays through October from 9 to noon as well. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Giede reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.